These are for you, Shirley, Mom. Pink flowering impatience here at my back door in the Pacific Northwest, 3,000 miles away from our Massachusetts hometown. When you married Arnold there, I got a stepfather who lovingly planted impatience for you each May. After you lost him, I wanted to take up the task. You would scour the local nurseries before I arrived to find plants in a shade of pink vibrant enough to light up the yard without shocking the neighbors. You would never choose fresh baby pink, too pale, or something called pink lightning, too flamboyant, and absolutely not salmon splash, goodness gracious. Now it's taken me these 10 years to figure out I could set out some impatience here in my garden and recapture some of the sweetness of that ritual. But the thing is, I can't seem to pick just the perfect shade of pink without you.